It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Some advocates of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies regard central banks as their opponents. These institutions have tended to speak out on uncertainties such as price volatility and the comparative small number of scams that are globally associated with crypto. It's all to protect the innocent and inexperienced consumer. So central banks, from Jamaica to Trinidad and Tobago to the Bank of England, have cautioned consumers against trading and investing and called for increased regulations. Since large companies such as Tesla bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin and MicroStrategy $1.3 billion, we have seen El Salvador adopt Bitcoin as legal tender last year. Wall Street investment giant Fidelity is now saying it would not be surprised if other countries join El Salvador and perhaps the first central bank acquire Bitcoin. Back in 2015, then University of the West Indies economists Winston Moore and Jeremy Stephen wrote a paper in which they suggested the Central Bank of Barbados consider holding some portion of its assets in cryptocurrency. On hindsight, if the Central Bank of Barbados had invested $1 million in Bitcoin, it would currently have a large fund for a government to tap into to finance its budget. It would be noted that the maximum price of Bitcoin in 2015 of $13,500 would have soared to $70,000 last year. That would have been quite a windfall. So would you, as a Barbadian or Caribbean citizen, recommend that your government buy Bitcoin as an asset, given it has outperformed every single asset class, such as stocks and bonds, as well as gold internationally? Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, please stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.